our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
We're awesome.
We just watched Whiplash. And I have some opinions.
You have some opinions.
Do you have any opinions about Whiplash?
Uh-huh.
Folks at home, if you haven't seen Whiplash, maybe don't.
It was fine.
It was fine until the last 10 minutes. It was 20 minutes.
I mean, it was pretty much what I expected from it.
I didn't know what it was about. I just knew that it was supposed to be. So it's about a boy who's a drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to be a good drummer. And J.K. Simmons wants to yell at him.
Yeah.
The movie.
That's it.
That's the whole movie.
If that's what you've heard about the movie, that's exactly what it is.
That's all the movie is. You really don't even need to watch it. That's it. Unless you really like to hear 20-minute-long drum solos.
I like J.K. Simmons, though. He's always great.
Yeah, he is good. But if you don't like a 20-minute-long jazz band drum solo, maybe give it a miss.
He was in Oz.
He was in Oz.
He was great in Oz.
He was the all-powerful Oz. He was the great and powerful Oz.
He was Grumpy Nazi Man.
Oh, that's right. He was a Nazi Man. I forgot. I haven't seen that much of Oz.
I remember
some parts of Oz.
I think he was probably the best part of Oz.
You think so?
He was so good at being a bad guy.
He's really good at being a bad guy. I was hoping this would be a movie where he was a good guy, but it wasn't. Spoiler. Not that much of a spoiler. You found it out almost right away. Not a good guy.
Yeah, he's a Yellman.
He's a Yell... If we call him just kidding, Yellman. With the JK stands for just kidding, right? You looked it up on Wikipedia and it was just kidding. That's what it was. That's what I thought. Your laugh tells me I'm right.
That's correct.
It was just kidding, Simmons.
So remember when we watched that video? I'm totally changing subjects right
That's
now.
That's fine. Remember? Whiplash, maybe.
So we were watching.
That's my review of Whiplash. Whiplash, maybe.
Sure. You know.
Yeah, we were watching something.
We watched a video, a Card Kingdom video, and you're like, man, that guy really looks like he should have a different haircut.
Did he get a haircut?
Today I went in, he had a different haircut.
What? It was an awful haircut, to be fair. It was a really bad haircut. So
he might someday listen to this.
That's nice.
But I just think it's funny
that
you said.
Okay, first off, I want to be clear that you didn't just say who it was.
No.
And there's a lot of people in a lot of Card Kingdom videos.
That's fair.
Anyway, good for him getting a haircut. Is it a better haircut?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it's like short.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's what it should have been the whole time. I think that's what I said. I think I said that guy looks like he should have short, spiky hair.
Yeah.
Is it spiky now?
No.
Is it short?
He had a hat on, so
that's
I couldn't
fine.
Tell, but it was short.
Well, maybe he spikes it sometimes. You don't know. Maybe he's new to it and he doesn't know what to do with it yet.
That's all. That was the thing I asked you, wanted you to ask me before.
That was the story that I totally forgot, so I'm glad you remembered.
I wanted to get your real reaction on that.
Oh, my real reaction was... Okay,
it was good. You did.
He needed a haircut.
Yep.
And then you got one.
So we've had a week.
Have we?
Yeah.
Man, my week last week was...
I think...
It was a long week.
Like, the last 3 days were the most exciting thing in our week.
What happened in the last 3 days?
We watched 3 movies in 3 days.
We did watch a lot of movies. Mostly movies we'd seen. Mostly?
We haven't seen them in a long time.
I don't remember
though.
What we watched we watched Misery.
We watched Misery, we watched Legend, and we watched...
Whiplash?
Whiplash.
Yeah, we went to the movie store. In Fremont, we hadn't been there in a while.
Yeah.
And we got 3 movies. We got Misery on Blu-ray. Totally unnecessary. Not a movie that needs to be seen on Blu-ray.
One of the funny things is, though, they ask you, it's like, is Blu-ray okay? They asked us twice.
If it was two different times they asked if it was fine if it was a Blu-ray. Like, yeah.
People don't have Blu-ray players, apparently.
It's 2017. Get a Blu-ray player, though.
Like, if they said, is VHS okay?
I could see, maybe not. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it still would be, but, like, we got all the formats. Right. Once upon a time, even HD DVD would have been okay.
Yeah, but we don't
not
have
anymore,
that anymore.
Not anymore, because nobody has that anymore. Video stores even do not have HD DVDs.
Did you watch Heroes all on HD DVD? Did I make you watch Heroes?
I watched Heroes, just the first season.
Right. That's the only
I
one
might
I
have watched it on HD DVD. I might have just watched it on Netflix.
That was the only thing I had on HD DVD.
Really?
Was
that's
Heroes.
It?
because that was the only good thing that was on DVD.
Yeah, there was. It's not worth it. It's all on Blu-ray season. Now. So, yeah. Can you imagine? What if there was like a series that was a holdout? They're like, we're never going to DVD. We're never going to Blu-ray.
Never. Yeah.
The HD DVD or bust.
That's like the Betamax people.
Yeah, even they eventually turn though. It's where the porn goes, though, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, whoever commits to the porn is where it goes. Oh, there, you seem to have
a Facebook
notification. So, what's your notification on Facebook? Is it Holly Klesch commented on your post?
Did you come? Is that what it says?
Yeah. Really? I think it's just re-reminding you for, or it didn't check for your notifications before.
I thought it was somebody else.
I made cookies yesterday.
But, well, can I go back to Facebook for a second?
Oh, sure.
So it turns out for a month, I... every time I posted something on Facebook, I only had it shared with my lovely wife, Holly.
It was, I was so excited about everything you posted, and no one else seemed to be excited about it.
And I'm like, it's typical. Nobody cares about any of my stuff.
Yeah, you were like, why does everyone like all your stuff and not my stuff? Well, we got to the root of the problem, folks.
Right, but it's before that.
Maybe I just post better stuff?
That's probably true. That people care about.
Yeah, that's the thing. You gotta post stuff people care about.
I just post random stuff that I'm thinking and nobody understands
it. Not everything I post is a winner. There was that thing this week where you're supposed to post 9 bands you've seen live and one you haven't.
Oh, that was the meme of the week?
Yeah, and like nobody commented on mine because I got in like a little late.
Yeah, nobody commented on mine either because I only shared it with you.
Yeah, that is the trouble, isn't it? I mean, yours was interesting because yours was just like, they might be giants 6 times, ween twice, and modest mouse. Uh-huh. I think that was it.
Yeah.
And then one of them was a lie, and it was the sixth, they might be giants. Oh.
Nobody even guessed.
Can we go back to my cookies?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Tell me about your cookies.
Okay, so...
that's our snack. We can have a cookie.
There are no cookies left.
There are no cookies left.
I already had 3 snacks to snack. So, I had promised my friend Anne that she was running a marathon and she wanted to eat a cookie the week before. She's like, I shouldn't eat any cookies, but I really want to eat a cookie. And I was like, if you don't eat any cookies now, I will bake you cookies after your marathon. And she's like, done. Perfect. And then I was sick. Uh-huh. And then I was sick for a while.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't want to bake cookies when I was sick because that feels like a bad idea. Like to feed someone food you ate when you were sick.
Plague cookies.
Yeah, plague cookies. Don't want that. So I waited till I wasn't sick. And I tried to make cookies last week. But the recipe that I used did not have enough flour in it. Or it had enough flour and I didn't measure it correctly because it was by volume, not by weight. And it was cake flour. And that stuff is weird.
It's not cookie flour.
So, moral of the story there is they didn't turn out correctly. They were basically just like thin sugar discs, which tasted fine in their own right.
Not after 3 days. Third day, they tasted weird.
Yeah, they did start to taste weird. But they weren't what I was looking for in any way, and they weren't really even cookie. Like, at all. What I was looking for was, you know those like store cookie, like the store sugar cookies that are all like soft and then they got like an icing frosting situation on top? You buy them at, like, Target. They're called Loft House cookies.
And then, like, the plastic.
Yeah, and they're, like, the plastic thing. And they're, like, a clamshell. Thick, like, sugar cookie that usually doesn't have that much flavor. That's what I was trying to make.
Yeah.
Was, like, a thicker cookie.
But then you did that.
I did. And then I did. So yesterday I tried again with a better recipe that went by weight instead of by volume. That's what you got to do. Go by weight, not volume, especially when you're working with a weird flour. And it turned out great.
Listen up, everybody. Baking tips with Holly.
Baking tips with Holly. Find a recipe that uses weights.
Yeah.
Even if it's not quite exactly the recipe you were looking for in the first place, just do it. Mm-hmm. Oh, also, I made a little modification to the recipe. What? It called for 2 teaspoons of vanilla. I put in 1.5 teaspoons of vanilla and 1/2 teaspoon almond extract. Yeah. Bam!
I could taste the almond.
You can totally taste the almond, but it makes it better, way better.
Yeah, a little bit of almond.
Yeah. So... I texted Anne last night, and I had 34 cookies sitting on the counter, and I was like, on a scale from 12 to 32, how many cookies would you like? And she said 12, and I was like, who picks 12? And I was
like, an even dozen.
I was like, that's not even any. I'm giving you more cookies. She's like, okay, I'll take 16 and I'll share them with my coworkers. And I was like, okay, I should have given her more because here's what happened: I brought the rest to work. Uh-huh. For my coworkers, and when I left, there was one, which uh-huh. means they ate like 20 of them.
Uh-huh.
And I think my boss himself ate 8 of them. He kept saying, saying how many cookies he was eating because they were really good.
He's like, this is number six.
And one of our newest people, like, at some point during the day turned to me and was like, Holly, you know what? I think those cookies are better than the store-bought cookies. So I was like, thank you. And then I gave them to Anne, and she brought them home, and she said that her mom had one, and then Anne went to, like, wash her hands, and she came back, and her mom had already had another one. And then Anne was eating the cookies, and then she said that she had to eat, like, a real food, so she could get cookies, which I highly approve of.
Yeah, that's the rules.
It's like when I was a kid, my mom used to make me drink a glass of milk before I would, like, pop. I had to have milk first, which is a weird rule, because milk has a lot of sugar in it, too. You're not really, like...
And also fat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was a skinny kid, though, also, so it was fine.
Yeah, you need it. And calcium for your bones.
Calcium. That's more important. It's the calcium, I think, that's more... What else is going on? You had two of the cookies. How did you feel about them? You could say you didn't like them. I don't care.
I'm trying to think of it in Esperanto.
Oh, in Esperanto. I don't remember what cookies was.
Me.
It was me shata... La cookie. It was like cookinine.
So we're learning Esperanto.
We're learning Esperanto.
I was trying to do a segue.
I see.
But I couldn't remember how to say it in Esperanto.
I texted it to you earlier because I had to Google Translate cookies. Because I haven't gotten that far.
Shatas
is like. It was.
Ni shatas.
I asked you, chu vi shatas la cookie toin? It's cookie toin.
Cookie toin.
Cookie
toin.
One cookie. Would be cuketo. And then plural would be cuketoy.
So.
And then when it's a, what do they call it? Accusative? That's what it was?
I don't know.
When it's like the object of a verb,
like
something that you like, then you add an N on
so,
it. So it's chu vi shatas la cuketoin.
So for our listeners, eventually our podcast is only going to be an
Esperanto. This is not true.
So
there's only like. Like, when Esperanto started, there were 900, like, vocabulary words.
Mm.
That was it. And people just make them up. And I was reading today about native speakers of Esperanto, because they're, like, native with another language. They're all bilingual, multilingual.
Right.
And they, like, the kids will just, like, make up new words. They
use... All right, that's the word now.
They use, like, the mall whatever. They, like, abuse it. So
the opposite
what's
of
morning? It's, like, Morton.
I don't know.
Something like that.
Evening is Vesperon.
Yes, but instead of saying Vesperon, they won't say that. They'll say like Mal Morton.
Like
not the
morning.
Opposite of morning.
Yeah.
They do that. They like
Nocta.
Abuse it a lot. So that's cool. Yeah, they all use it differently. You were saying there's dialects, which is honestly ridiculous.
Well, I mean, if kids
there's
are making
like
up their
a,
own shit.
There's not even 1,000 native speakers.
But yeah, so anyone who'd like to learn Esperanto, I posted a code on my Facebook. I'll post it on
Yeah, we could share it on the podcast.
It's the Adam and Holly are awesome at Esperanto.
No.
That's what it's called.
What?
That's what I named the
oh,
group.
Oh, that's right. That's what you named the group. I thought you meant that's what you named the podcast group.
Yeah.
What are you talking
about?
No.
That's our new podcast. It's called Adam and Holly are
no,
awesome at
we're
Esperanto.
Not, we're not doing that.
But anyone who'd like to learn
Can
it.
Can you understand for one moment that the listenership of that podcast would be even lower than the one I have now?
Because I'm like, what are they even saying?
Hold on, I'm going to say a sentence.
What are they saying?
It's on the Duolingo app, which is actually really cool.
And it's free. It's a free app.
I'm going to...
And there's a thing for clubs and you can put in a code.
Type what you hear. Bullshit.
What?
You got a listening thing on. Hold on. I was going to do a lesson and just read out some of the sentences.
Oh, you have listening
but
ones?
I have a listening one turned on. I turned them off at some point.
I didn't
Hold
know
on.
That was a
Hold
thing.
On.
Tu diras saluton. Tu diras saluton.
What the fuck?
What is diras? Saluton is hello.
Yeah, but...
Tu diras
What the
saluton.
Fuck is do? Do you know that? You don't know vu, you know V.
I know V. What's
All right,
vu?
Well, I'm just going to type this in. It'll tell me when I'm wrong.
I ran out of points, like tries.
I don't have points.
How is that possible?
Oh, this is bullshit. It's Duo. Duo is the Duolingo mascot. So I got it all right, except I didn't say Duo because who thinks of that? Who thinks of that? Yeah. Yeah. Dumb. No, I don't know. I think I have ads instead, which I don't know why it would be different because we both have iPhones.
Yeah, so if anybody knows why Duolingo, like, because we both have the same version of the app, but I have, like, points. Like, if I get one wrong, like, my tries go down.
Yeah, and mine don't.
You didn't pay for it at any point.
Oh, I never would have paid for it.
That's so weird.
Shuffle. Sheep.
Uh-huh. What's puppy? You said puppy?
Houndour. I think it's Houndado.
Houndour.
I'm not sure. I'll get to it.
But
at some point.
All the words are based in different Strigo languages.
Ne estecto.
Strigo ne estas insecto. Oh, it's an owl.
An owl is not an insect.
An owl is an insect.
So a lot of the words have roots that you can figure out.
Yeah, you can. And some of them are hilarious. Like when you want to say, like, I'm doing well, the verb is fartus.
Fartus, yeah.
So if you want to say, like, me fartus bone. And also, the word for good is just like bone. So it looks like you're saying me fart bone.
Bone as well.
Okay, well, whatever. That's what you say in that. Like, if you say, like, I'm doing good. Right?
So anyway, we'll let you do your own Esperanto lessons. But just so you know, we are on it. I will share the code with the Facebook group. If you'd like it, we can tweet it out as well.
Let's try to sell Esperanto to people. If you've tried to learn another language and you found it frustrating, here are some great things about Esperanto. There's only one article. Like in the U.S., or in English, it's the. There's just one in Esperanto.
It's just la. Everything is
if
la.
If you've taken perhaps like French or Spanish and you don't like conjugating different verbs for who's doing them, don't do that.
Don't even worry about it.
You do conjugate for different tenses, but I haven't done other tenses yet.
Yeah. Sometimes there's an N, sometimes there's a J.
It's an N when it's the object of a verb.
And then it's a
there's
J.
There's a J
when
if it's plural.
Yeah, that's all.
They pluralize with J's. all adjectives end in A, all verbs end in O.
Shut up. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Le besto manjas.
But yeah, so like if you know other languages, like base of any other language, you can figure out a lot of the words.
Adjectives end in E.
Like manjas is eat, which is like mange in Italian is to eat, right?
Is it? I didn't know that.
And then like there's so many, like what's water? Actos or something like that? Like almost like aqua.
Yeah, actos,
agua.
Yeah.
Almost like that.
Yeah, it's really close. It's really cool though.
Yeah, so you can figure out the words.
It's easy to pick up.
Yeah, I'm bad at like I'm real bad at
there
languages.
There are fewer letters than in English. All of the letters are always pronounced the same way every time. So C is always S.
Mm. And sh.
Yeah, and S with a hat on it is sh.
Sh. Yeah.
And the word she in English is just S with a hat I, so it's she.
Yeah.
La coco kai la chevalo vivas.
See, that's Esperanto. Now you know it. So join our Duolingo Esperanto club, and you can keep track with us, and then we can text Esperanto at each other.
Hundidoin. That's puppies. Hundidoin.
Bona hundidoin.
Cats are... So it's kato for cat.
All right, so let's talk about something else.
It'd be... Katadoin, I think.
Because a lot of people don't know
Esperanto's really exciting.
It is,
guys.
It's exciting, and we're gonna do a bonus episode only in Esperanto that we're gonna put on our Patreon page.
Not yet.
Not now. Once
we don't know
more,
Esperanto yet.
Once
give
we
us,
can
in 4 months.
Give us
we,
4 months and
we
will do an Esperanto only.
There's songs in Espro.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should listen to them. Makes you learn better.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any TV shows in Esperanto.
Well, the TV's in Esperanto.
Is it long?
They might be Japanese.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting poor, everyone.
Snack time. You ready?
Let me go.
It's a secret. I'm going to get it.
It's a secret, except I clearly already know what it is, because I think I know everything we have. It's a secret snack that I probably don't have enough calories. Oh, it's a secret because you don't know what it is yet. I understand the situation.
Applesauce.
Oh, we can do better than applesauce. Let me check these draws. I don't mind going over on calories.
You don't? How about,
nah.
It's a Starburst.
No, I know a Starburst are like.
Oh,
how about we review Albany's World's Best Mini Gummy Worms?
Oh, yes. 9 of them is a serving.
Nine of them is a serving?
I need 9
How
of
many
them.
Calories are okay, well, I can't have 9. So
I
give
have
me
enough
like
for 9.
3.
You can have 3. These are the best gummies in the world. And I used to work at a candy store, so...
It's true. He did work at a candy store.
Oh my god, open up! Ugh.
They smell really good. They smell like gummy worms. Have you ever had a gummy worm?
Gummy worms.
Need better flavors. I need a...
What is better?
I need a red one.
Alright, let me
I don't know what
out.
This green-purple nonsense is. Or what this one is. Here. Got it.
1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Bam! Done! All right. So do we have crossover on colors, right? We should try them at the same time.
Okay. What do you got?
And eat the same
half. I have all green and purple.
Okay. You can only eat half of it.
Eat the green.
You gotta
half.
Try each colors. Okay. This is a green and purple one. Kind of a weird combination. Mine, the head is green. I'm gonna eat that.
Oh, is that a head? They have a head?
Yeah.
Oh, they have a creepy smile face on them.
Oh, I kind of wish you hadn't told me that. Ooh, it's green is like...
lime or green apple?
It's so hard to tell. I'll do the purple half.
Mm. I'm just
Did you already eat the purple half?
Yeah, it tastes like a gummy worm.
They have different flavors. Okay, only slightly different flavors. The great thing about these is the tech.
Mm-hmm.
They're not like chewy and like hard to tear like other gummy worms are. Your teeth go through them very nicely. Mm.
A good mouth.
Yeah, they got like a good bite to them. They're al dente.
This one's just like that one.
The white end of the white and orange is like a pineapple. Mm. Not into it. I don't like fake pineapple flavor. The orange is predictably orange.
I had like one that was like yellow and pink.
Oh, maybe peach?
I think peach and mango.
Yeah, okay. I believe peach. Mm. What else have we done this week? I think between last week and now, I booked tickets to go to India.
Mm.
I'll be going to Goa for one day.
Mm.
It's like the beach city where you go on the beach and then you go to nightclubs. So, I, to be honest, don't really know where we're going. Mm. The end of the red and green is green.
I worked a whole bunch of hours.
You did work a lot of hours. Why did you work a lot of hours?
Because the almond release.
The almond cat release. How was it? How was working all those hours?
It was fun.
You had to come home sick one day this week, so it didn't end up being as many hours as you were hoping for.
I did well, though.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You think... wait, you did... hold on. You did well working, or you did well in the almond cat pre-release? Because these are two different things.
Well, at work.
You did good at work?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that? Like, how do you...
so what I did was I was, like, the point man for keeping all of the cards stocked.
Okay.
So, like, starting, like, the end of day one... once we started doing all the pre-order pulls for those cards, like all the orders that were built up on the website,
mm-hmm.
Like they would just, everybody was just piled up in one spot. So I just made sure that all the cards were full. So when people had to grab them, they didn't have to like dig for. So I was like overstocked at. And then day two, like in the morning, I made sure, I mean, before everybody got there.
Mm-hmm.
And once we got all the, like it was the, there was like a bunch of the rare cards, and then there's like three or four uncommon. And, yeah, I just made sure we were fully stocked. And then I worked, like, by myself to refill. We're good. I did a good job.
Good job. Good job doing a good job. I did not do a good job at work last week. I hardly got anything done.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was busy a lot of the time. I don't know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
My boss asked me this morning, what was going on last week that meant you didn't do anything? And I was like, I had no idea. So I don't have a good answer to that. So... it was just a bad week, I think. It's just a bad week.
Sometimes we have bad weeks.
Sometimes we do have bad weeks.
Did you say, I don't get paid enough to work every week?
I did not. I don't get paid enough to come to work.
I don't get paid enough to do work every single week.
Every week. Yeah, sometimes I need a week where I don't do anything.
Yeah.
And it should be a really crucial week where we're already behind.
Yeah. That's what you tell them.
I barely got anything done today, too, because we had... ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of have to drop everything and do that instead of doing the work. Yeah. It's pretty awful. It's pretty awful.
But you're excited for your trip?
I'm cautiously nervous for my trip. Oh, I got a hepatitis A shot on Saturday. That sucked.
You did?
Yeah. That was awful. It's, like, mostly better now, but that's a really bad shot.
Mm.
Like, the pharmacist who gave it told me it was a large volume shot, so there was a lot of liquid, like, hanging out in my muscle, creating a lot of pain.
Are you all better now?
It's still a little bit sore when I move it certain ways, but for the most part, it's fine.
Nice.
But I didn't like that. And the pharmacy didn't call me today, even though they said that they would call me today. So that's good.
You should just stop in there tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I forgot. Well, I have an eye appointment at 9:15.
It's right after that.
Yeah, then. I'm really upset because I if I had known they weren't going to have the medicine that I needed and they weren't going to have the correct dosage, I would have just gone to a different pharmacy. Like, I would have gotten the shit and gotten out of there. But it seems that my doctor forgot to write my dosage on the prescription. Also, they didn't even have it in stock. So, like, if they don't have it tomorrow, I'm just going to make my prescription back and I'll go to Barnes to get it. Because they're definitely going to have it. Yep, they're a bigger chain.
Oh, I had something I was going to say.
You had something you were going to say. You're going to have to speak up so that the whole class can hear you.
No, I just forgot what it was.
Oh.
Because you were talking.
Oh, I'm so sorry that I was talking on our podcast where people are supposed to talk. Did you do anything else this weekend besides work? We got ants. Can we talk about how awful ants are?
All right.
No, they're awful. Oh my god.
They're so little.
They're all over the sink in the bathroom, though.
They crawl on things.
They come out of, like, the wall behind the sink, like that crease there. That's where they're coming from. Like, on the sink itself. I put out, like, ant killer bait stuff, but they're still there.
Those jerks.
Why won't they eat it? And then die.
Well, that takes a couple days.
And then bring it back to everyone else and then die.
Yeah, it takes a couple days.
I don't think they are interested enough in it.
There was some of them that were in there.
Well, they need to leave there and go back home. Tell everyone else how great it is.
And they're like, oh man, this poison's so good.
Yeah, they don't even know. Ants are awful. We don't have them in the kitchen. The place where there's actually, like, the only place where there's actually food in this apartment.
They plugged it up.
I plugged it up.
Yeah.
Didn't I? I plugged up over there too, but there's still ants. I don't know, man. All I know is I don't like ants.
At least there's no mosquitoes still.
That's true.
We saw a mosquito.
Have you seen a spider yet? I haven't seen any.
No.
Oh man, where do the spiders come? They make such cool webs. We have cobwebs in our bathroom, but that's hardly the same thing. That's just me not cleaning.
Yeah, I don't know.
Should we hire someone to come clean our apartment? No. Why?
We can do it.
Oh, can we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Can both of us? Or is it just going to be me? Uh-huh.
Much do people charge to
I
clean?
I think it's like $100-ish for like a day. They get like, paid pretty well.
Like a whole day?
Because it's, no, it's like a couple hours.
As long as they don't mess with my magic cards.
No, they wouldn't. They just like they don't tidy. They just clean. Like, they're not gonna, like, if your stuff is in a pile on top of your desk, they're not gonna fix it. But they are gonna clean the floor and desk, you know?
Oh, like the vacuum?
Yeah, they'll do actual cleaning,
for like $100 they vacuum?
Well, they're not just gonna vacuum. They'll, like, clean the sink, clean the bathroom, like, the shower and stuff. They'll do all that. They'll mop. They'll do a good job. I don't know if they do dishes. They probably don't do dishes. But, like, they actually clean. Like, wipe down your walls or whatever. You're not doing any... I've never seen you do any of that. So I don't think you can judge someone who does.
Would you like me better if I cleaned something?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
That's a universal response.
I'll think about it.
I just watched my laugh on the thing, and it died down at a linear rate.
Yeah.
It's like a triangle.
Like a triangle.
Guys, if you never played around with sound recording software, you should give it a try. It's fun.
I'm going to try and... cut out the silent bits.
Oh, yes.
Truncate silence.
If the podcast sounds a little bit weird this week and jilted and like too fast-paced, it's because Adam is going to use this feature that Audacity has where it removes silence. But I don't know what it qualifies as silence or what the minimum amount of silence is it'll remove, so it might just sound like our voices are never stopping. So if that's what it ends up sounding like, now you know why.
Now you know.
Hey, those gummy worms are good.
Yeah, I know.
Ugh.
I told you they're the good ones.
I can't eat anymore, though. I ran out of calories because I ate so many cookies today.
I have to log mine. Hold on a second.
I ate so many cookies. I only ate 3 cookies, but when they're 140 calories each, it really builds up. We're tracking calories again, you guys. It's awful.
It's not awful. It's not awful.
You don't think it's awful. I think it's awful. Because I just like eating whatever I want.
I think it's good.
Is good, but it's also kind of awful. What else is happening? Do we have anything else to announce? My grandpa's coming to visit at the end of July. He was making him, like, hotel choices today.
Oh, okay.
He was asking me which hotel I'd recommended going to. And he'd originally wanted to go to, like, a Choice Hotel, which are, like, the cheap ones, but he has a reward something there.
Sure.
And the only one available, there's one, like, way north on Aurora, like, 90th Aurora, which is too far north. He wants to be either by us or by downtown.
Oh, okay.
Which is, like, that's neither one of those. There was that one, or there was a Quality Inn and Suites Seattle Center.
Okay.
So it's right by, like, the space, you know, like, 2 blocks. But it's really expensive.
Yeah.
And he was asking, like, if there was a place closer to Pike Place Market that he could stay. And, like, for the weekend he's coming, there's, like, 2 beautiful months in Seattle, and they're July and August and September.
Amazing. Okay.
Whatever. So July's a good month in Seattle, and he's coming at the end of July, and so all of the downtown hotels were like $300-$400 a night.
Yeah.
But he found one in Belltown that he apparently was able to get for like $200 a night. Okay. And it's walkable distance to most. And parking's only $25 a day, which is actually really reasonable. I think he's gonna probably be a little, I don't know if he's been in a city that's as terrible about parking and driving as Seattle is.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'll be able to convince him to like take a bus. Probably not, I feel like.
Yeah.
Or I don't even, can you hail a taxi here? I think you just call them. I don't know how taxis work.
You push the button on your phone that says Lyft.
Yeah, that's the thing, is I don't think I'm going to be able to teach my 72-year-old grandpa how to use Lyft. I just don't see that happening, you know?
Does he have a smartphone?
He does have a smartphone.
Then he can do it.
Oh. I thought he had a smartphone.
Now
I'm thinking about it. He might still have a flip phone. But I thought he got a smartphone. We had the same phone for a while, he and I.
Nice.
Remember my blue flip phone that I had when we first met? I had a blue flip phone?
No. I remember the one with the slide.
Maybe it was just before we met that I had.
Could be.
Yeah. It probably would have been.
So what do you say we wrap this sucker up?
How do you say the podcast is done in Esperanto?
Let me go to Google Translate.
I don't think there's going to be a translate for podcast. And in fact, I would be surprised. It's just translate.
Is it now?
Yep. This podcast is done. This podcast is done. Oh, it's podcasto, you guys. She podcast on finigis.
She podcast on finigis.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.
Beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-addendum!
We have an addendum.
You guys, I remembered that Legend is an awful movie and you shouldn't watch it. It's really boring. We mentioned it in passing as one of the movies we watched, but despite Tim Curry, it's bad.
It's very important that you do not watch that movie under any circumstances.
Here's what happens. There's a unicorn.
The end. Actually, it's like a horse with a horn glued on its head. Because when it's running, you can see it shaking around.
It's the bullshittest unicorn.
And there's shit flying around all the time.
Oh my god, it's just pollen constantly. Just, I don't know what it is, but don't watch it.
All right,
it was important.
That's actually all then. Goodbye.